Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Tafam Chesem in Beis. The Gemara is discussing Kama Hilchas Gevita Ekel Mishum and Agadah Leila. Rav is saying a lot of halachas that we learn from the Minig of Halal, that you Ayna Haluka, you Ayna Rashi Prakim. And the last thing he says was that the Minig was the Chazan said Baruch Haba, and the Kol didn't answer Baruch Haba. The Kol just said B'Shem Hashem. They didn't answer Baruch Haba, nor did they answer Haluku or Rashi Prakim. They just said B'Shem Hashem. And that teaches you Shemei Ka'ina. And Rashi explains, what does it mean Shemei Ka'ina? It means even if they don't know how to read it or how to be Aina, but still, if you Shemei V'Kiva Liba Yeyatza, even if you didn't say any Aniyah. So Rashi brings, after that, Halacha. He brings from the Bahag, Rabbi Yudai Goyin, the Baal Halachas Gedalus, that since we see we could do Shemei Kaina without any Aniyah, so Mamela, if let's say you're davening Shemei Ne'esrei and the Chazan's up to Kaddish or Kedusha, so what you should do is you should be quiet and listen to the Kaddish and Kedusha, have in mind to be Yetzah, and you like you said it. It's like you said the Kaddish and Kedusha, and afterwards you should go back to your Tefillah. And Taisus is bothered. Taisus bothered. The Gemara in Bracha says in Nachav Aleph and Beis that if let's say someone comes to a shul, he's late. It says if he could finish his Shemayna Esrei before they get to Kaddish or Kedusha, then he should, but if not, he should wait. He shouldn't start Shemayna Esrei. Why? Why can't he just start Shemayna Esrei? And then when they get to Kaddish and Kedusha, do Shemayna Kaina. Elamai, the Shmi would be a Hefsik. And in Brachas, he says a little bit more. In Brachas, he says, Rabbein Tam and the Rehold, Adarabba. If you say Shemayna Kaina, it will be a Hefsik. Can't be, you'll be Yaitzen, it won't be a Hefsik. It's a Tati Desashi. If you're telling me that he said it, so come days it should be a hefsik. But Lamai said, Halacha seems to be like Rashi. Taisli himself says that the minig is that ninig l'shtaya, l'shtaya l'shmaya v'godol ha-minig, and Ben Yehine brings it from the Rif, and the Vaigayin, and the Vahag. That's Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. And Tzlachlis is very interesting. He says, what's the source of Machlokes? Is Shemei Ka'ina mean Yeyetzer with Shemei Ka'ina? Or Shemei Ka'ina means it's Mamish you said it? If Shemei Ka'ina, he says, the Machlok is Ravid and Ramban. Do you have Shemei Ka'ina by a Shvua? The Ravid says, the Shemei Ka'ina works by a Shvua. Ramban says, no. Shvua says, Levate v'susayim. You have to express it with your lips. Not enough to just listen. But what is the Ravid all? The Ravid all is a Shmi, is Mamish like you said it. So that's how he teaches Taisus. Why is Taisus also Hefsik? Because it's Mamish like you said it. So Zak Tetzlach and Gvaldigazach, Gvaldigachidish. He says, we know, usually, if someone has a Suffolk brachas, he doesn't know if he was Yetzel, so Yetzel from someone else. And that way, Madavshach, if you're not Yetzel, it'll be Yetzel Shmei Kaina. Zak Tetzlach, that would only work according to Rashi, that holds it's not a Hefsik. According to the Ramban, that it's not a Shvur. So he didn't say it. If you didn't say it, you'll be Yetzel. So in case you need to be Yetzel, you'll be Yetzel. But in case you don't have to be Yetzel, so it's not a Brach Levatol, because you didn't say it. But according to the Ri and the Rebbeinu Tam, according to Taisus, that says it's a Hefsik, so how is that going to work? Who then will be a bracha levatola? It's like you said it. So just like you can't say a bracha if you have a suffix, if you should say the bracha or not, who then you can't be listen to the bracha. Shemei Ka'ina would also be a problem of bracha levatola, just like saying a bracha. That's the saying. That's the Yisayda Machlekes. Is it like saying it or not? Rabbi Kvega has a shtarka taina. Because even if you say it right, even if you're going to say that the Machlekes is, could you have a bracha levatola with Shemei Ka'ina? According to Rashi, no, because he didn't say it. It's not a Hefsik, it's not a Shvur, it's not a Bracha Levatola. But according to Taisus, yeah. It's like you said, it'll be a Bracha Levatola. But that's only when you're trying to do Shmei Kaina. It's time you're listening to somebody's Bracha, it's not a Bracha Levatola, right? Because you're not trying to, you're not Mechavim for Shmei Kaina. So here, when you have a subject, you can make a Tanai. You can say, if I'm Mechayiv in the Bracha, then I'm Mechavim Shmei Kaina. If I'm not Mechayiv in the Bracha, then I'm not Mechayiv in Shmei Kindness. Either way, it won't be a Bracha Levatol. That's Tainus Rebbe Kivega. There's a famous Machlokes Beis Halevi in Chazenish that the Beis Halevi, the end of his Sefer on Brachos, he brings up a Sa'ara. He says, the Chacham Echad said that by Duchening, the Kainim don't have to say the Duchening. You can have one Kain say Yivarecha, and all the other Kainim be Yetzir the Duchening Shmei Kainim. And the Beis Levi says it doesn't make sense. Can't be. Why? Because if all you need is an Amira, So then you could do Shemei Kaina. But here you need a Kol Rom. Like the Gemara Dasha said to Amar Lahem. So even if you have an Amira, but even if he would say it mamish, if he would say it quietly and no one would hear him, it doesn't work. So who would then Shemei Kaina is not any better than if he would say it quietly and nobody heard him. That's the base of Levi's Taina. So he can't be Yetzaduchim Shemei Kaina. But the Chazenish says that Shemei Kaina doesn't mean that when you listen, it blives like you said it. The Pshat is a Yesu with his Dibur. You also get his Dibur. That Dibur becomes your Dibur. Not like it's your Dibur, it's his Dibur that you're being Yesu with it. It brings your eyes. First of all, you see that Shemei Kaini you need, it's almost Mechliyiv Adavar. Like the Mishnah here says, if a Katan or Isha is Makri Yesu, doesn't work. Why not? Because it's not Mechliyiv Adavar. Why? But Lamai says a Shmiya. Shmiya, it's blives like he says it. The Tarit says no. He's Yaitzu with what they're saying. Since they're not Mechliv, so they don't have a Howl of the Chiyuva, so he can't be Yaitzu with it. And who then, right, you find the other way also, by Megillah Lamashal. Yaitzu, Megillah, you're not listening Menachsav. So how are you Yaitzu? Blives like you said it, but you said it Shalom Menachsav. Teretz is, doesn't blive like you said it. You Yaitzu with what he's saying. So he said it Menachsav, so it works. Who then, Kiddush. Someone makes Kiddush Alakais, so Yaitzu Kiddush. Why? You didn't say it Alakais. Teretz says, well, why, like you said it, you didn't say it alakais. He answered with what he said. He said it alakais. So who did he says, why don't you say the same thing with Duchening? What's the difference? He said it for Kol Ram, you didn't say it for Kol Ram. But it's Apshat like you said it. He answered with what he said. He said it for Kol Ram. So maybe you have the Kol Ram also. As I affect the Chazanish and the Beis Halevi. So the Yeshivas, they ruggled to say the Beis Halevi holds the Shmei kind of means like you said it. And the Chazanish holds Shmei Kainas of Shad, the Yetzir with what he said. But it's B'chayim Shtekel Pella and the Beis HaLevi said, how does it work? By Megillah Menachsav or by Kiddush HaLakais? I think the Beis HaLevi also learned Shmei Kainas like the Chazanish. I still think he has a Taina. Because he holds that the Vart of a Mar Lam of Kol Rom is not a Tanai. If it's a Tanai, you need a Zasar Tamir, so good. Shmei Kainas gives you that mirror with the Tanai. But it's not just the Tanai. It's the Guf HaMitzvah. The mitzvah is Amar Lahem. Say it to them. Ka'adam Ha'imun L'chaveroi. It's not the pshat that you have to say the bracha and there's a Tanai in Ikol Rom. You have to say the bracha to somebody. Shmei Ka'ainis B'chol HaNegeya here. Shmei Ka'ainis when you need an Amira. You need an Amira. If it has Tanam, so good. So clearly you have all the Tanam. But here's not pshat you need an Amira. You need to be able to project that Amira to him, Amar Lahem. Not a Tanai, that's the Guf HaMitzvah. You have to go say it him, Kodam Oim L'chaveroi. That's why the base slave holds he can't have Shemei Kaina.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.